on Lorraine Road. This Spotlight on North Ridgeville, presented by the North Coast Building Industries Association, and this portion is brought to you by your locally owned and operated North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco. Zeta Ridge and Barton Roads open every day of the year. We got the mayor of North Ridgeville, Dave Gillick, joining us. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Do you have a favorite donut?
I guess the one I usually get is the plain glazed, but I tried one of their maple filled the other day, and it was pretty phenomenal.
Good. He's right on track. Well,
I know. Ken Bloom told us earlier, glazed donut is still their biggest seller.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can't really go wrong with the glazed donut. I like old fashioned and the apple and spice, but that's why they have so many different donuts in the case there. Just don't get behind me when I have to order the dozen. Two of those.
I'll remember that later.
Oh, I have to order donuts for other people and remember what other people like, because you have to satisfy everybody, especially if you go to the office, bring the office donuts in for everybody. So, Mayor, this is an area that's really growing up here at this part of North Ridgeville.
North Ridgeville is booming all over, but this area along Lorraine Road with the Lorraine, Cook, and Learnagle intersection has been really developing lately, and there's a lot more coming. We're surely very glad to have Dunkin' Donuts here, but starting next month, University Hospitals will be breaking ground on a new facility just west of here. We're working on a project east of here at the I-480 ramp intersection to redo that intersection. It'll let us open that up for some development. We also have potential new development on Victory Lane, which is just down the road here. We just opened up a month or so ago the softball training facility. So there's a lot going on in this area.
How about down the road here on Learnagle? Can you give us an update on the construction project?
On Learnagle is ahead of schedule. We had great winter last year, and they got an early start. So basically the concrete lanes are in. They're open completely from Lorraine to Chestnut. From Chestnut to Center Ridge, we're still two lanes as we finish that part. They will come back this spring and redo the intersection at Chestnut and Learnagle. And then there's some incidental work, such as driveways and sidewalks and so forth, that have to be completed. But that should be completed by late spring, middle of summer. Should be completely open and done.
There's a lot of traffic that uses that.
There's been a tremendous increase in traffic over there, especially since the interchange at Route 2 and Learnagle opened. It gives people a real easy cut through all the way to get up to 480 of the turnpike. So it gets a lot of traffic.
Something else I know you've been involved with, you're the lead city on a roundabout that'll be built on Mills and 83.
We anticipate opening bids on that sometime in July. That is a joint project with the city of Avon. We've needed to do something up there for a long time, and roundabouts seem to be the wave of the future. You see a lot of cities that they build one, and then they build lots of them. They work really well. So we're looking forward to that project. It'll be, like most road projects, inconvenient for a while, but I think when it's done, the residents will really appreciate it.
A couple of weeks ago, I drove through one on 83 just north of Worcester.
Yes.
So, you know, once you kind of get used to it or get a grasp on it, traffic just moves on through.
Right, and that one is built to handle truck traffic, because we have some trucking firms east of there on Mills Road, and that was one of the big problems with the intersection, as trucks tried to make left turns there, it would come to a dead stop. And this will help keep traffic moving all the time, and it's built for truck traffic, so that won't be an issue.
Looking east-west, people are also wondering, what about Center Ridge Road? I know this is a multi-year project. Where are we now?
Well, this year we'll continue with some of the utility relocation, and we will go to bid this year, and now it's November, and we anticipate groundbreaking in early spring of 2018 with a completion of October 19, so it's about a year and a half project. They'll start on the east end and go from Learnagle to Jaycox the first half, and then from Jay Cox to Stony Ridge in the second part of the construction season. And we'll be widening that to 5 lanes with a sidewalk on the north side and a multi-use, 10-foot multi-use path on the south side.
I'm looking to see that you have got a new fire station in the works.
Other projects we have going on is we have to extend Jay Cox Road from Center Ridge Road south to the new school, which is currently under construction. That should be open for the next school season. And then we will be building a new main fire station on the new Jay Cox Road. So that is in the process right now of doing a lot of ground preparation, testing, and still some design work. So we hope to go to bid on the fire station later this year.
When did you first run for mayor? How many years ago?
I ran for mayor in 2003.
Back in 2003, did you ever envision you might be juggling so many different things at once?
No, it's kind of interesting. When I ran, one of the main things that we always wanted to do was widen Center Ridge Road. And it had always been looked at a very difficult process, and it was a 12-year process. We met with ODOT in December of 2003 saying this is what we wanted to do. As we progressed with that, we kind of ran across a dormant plan to widen Lehrnagel. And we said, well, we want to do that also. So we kind of started those projects parallel. At one time, they were scheduled to go to bid at the same time, and it was like, how are we going to manage this? And then they kind of separated. But as those projects became realities, a lot of your businesses saw the potential there with all the homes that we're building. We're one of the fastest growing communities in Ohio. The businesses saw the rooftops and then saw the new roads, so they started taking a hard look at North Ridgeville, such as Dunkin' Donuts, and you see a lot of other businesses that are right now kind of laying in the wings till the roads are done. But yeah, it's pretty phenomenal from what we saw 13 years ago to what's happening today.
Well, every city goes through growth, progress. You have to. You're in competition. You work with other cities, but you're also in competition for businesses, for people coming to it. So you have to make sure that your infrastructure supports whatever things you plan for the future.
Yes. As you grow, you always have infrastructure challenges. You need more firemen. You may need more policemen. One of the big issues we ran into is snow plowing. When I came here, we had 14 snow plow routes, and we could do each route maybe 2 times the shift. Now we're up to 16, and we can make about 1 route per shift, you know, as we have more lane miles to plow. So that means you've got to add staff, buy new equipment. So, you know, that's a challenge that goes with it. But those are fun things, exciting things to work with.
Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning, Mayor Gillick, from North Ridgeville, as we spotlight your community.